they will bow down to you. We will bow down to you. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. They will bow down to you.
Great is your glory, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're the light of the Lord. Praise God. The light shining in the darkness. Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Father God. We adore you this morning in our worship and in our praise. As we magnify and remember your love for us. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King.
His love endures forever.
For he is good, he is above all things.
His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm,
his love endures forever.
For the life that's been reborn,
his love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever. From the rising to the setting sun,
his love endures forever.
By the grace of God we will carry on.
His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise.
Come on.
Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever and ever. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever and ever. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever and ever. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever and ever.
Hallelujah. I want to share something that somebody needs to hear this morning. I heard it and I watched this little video. I was listening to Andrew Womack and he had the little video that somebody he knows had developed the video. And it's a video, and I downloaded it, and I'll try next week to put the address that you can watch it, and then there's also a little thing you can read, and you can order the video. But there was a young teenager that listened to the voice of the young man that she was with. And did what he wanted to do, and the next thing you know, she was going to have a baby. But she thought, it'll be all right. He loves me. Well, when she told him about what was going on, he put her out. And in the gist of the story was that his main purpose, this girl was in college, his main purpose was to pursue her and wear her down. He told her everything she needed to know. He even asked her to marry him, gave her a little token bracelet, and she thought, well, everything's all right. It's okay to do what he wants to do. He wants to marry me. He loves me. Well, when she got pregnant, he didn't want anything to do with her. As a matter of fact, he said, I don't even know for sure if that's my baby. Just get out of my car. She was devastated, devastated. She went home, told her mom and dad, and they had so much pride and stuff inside of them, they didn't want anything to do with her. And both them and the young man encouraged her, said, you know how to get rid of that baby. You can just have an abortion. She didn't know what else to do. Now, I know there's situations that there's girls that know what they're doing. But she was at her wit's end. She didn't know what else to do. There was no support, nobody to help this girl. So she had an abortion. And as the story goes on, every time she saw a baby, she envisioned a little girl. Somebody, she knew it was a little girl. She envisioned that little girl, what her little girl would look like. And she would see herself holding that little girl. And she would see a mother out on the playground with a little 2 or 3 year old or toddler. But every age, as she went on in life, and she saw that child. Of course, she gave her life to the Lord. She just, you know, just went on with her life. And eventually she got real sick. And she died. But in the video, there's this mother, this old woman, and she's standing in, and you see the light, and you know it's heaven, and a little girl's running toward her. And in that instant, you see the old woman become the young girl again, just what happens to us when we get to heaven. And she was reunited with that child she aborted. And I know abortion is wrong. It's sin. You're taking a life. But for somebody that's been involved with an abortion and you've done it, they need to know that God loves them and He never stops loving them. And there is forgiveness. And when I was reading Psalm 139, and I don't know who this is for, but there's somebody listening, or you know somebody, that they need to realize that God's not done with them just because of something they did, a poor choice. Because one day, you accept Jesus Christ, and one day you'll be reunited with that baby, because that baby's going to be with the Lord. See, that's grace. And somebody needs to tell that story. And you know, I didn't know I was going to share that today. But we've got to be lights to the world. God did not call us to judge anybody. Come on, church. He called us to present the gospel of Jesus Christ and to share the message of His salvation and to love them. It's God's responsibility then, as He takes over that person's life, to make the necessary changes that need to be done in that life. Somebody needs to share this story of God's grace. That one day, I'll be with my baby. Amen. You know, as we go on and let your mercy reign, we're going to do that because we are the overflow. Something's going to flow out of you. It can either be the grace of God in the overflow, or it can be judgment and criticism. It's up to you what overflows, because as a man thinketh in his heart, what? So is he. And what you are on the inside will come out. Let it overflow. Let the mercy of God overflood you today. And it'll flow out of you this week.
God, You have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise.
Amen.
To sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. There's nothing and no one beyond Your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let Your mercy rain. Let Your mercy rain. God, You have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond Your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let Your mercy ring. Let Your mercy ring on us.
You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us. How deep, how wide,
Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I don't know what you may have. You may have brought something with you this morning that you need to get rid of. You may be listening this morning. You think, you know, I've got some junk I need to get rid of. It's an attitude. It's a weight. It's some stuff. And I just need to get rid of it. It needs to be broken off of me. So this morning, just yield yourself to the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Yield yourself. It may be some unforgiveness. It may be some bitterness. Come on.
There's an army rising up.
the chains fall in. I hear the chains fall in. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear those chains falling, come on. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Marilyn wants us to pray for her daughter. Her daughter found out that the enemy is trying to put breast cancer on her. So is there a prayer cloth back there, Pastor Shirley? Is there a prayer cloth? That used to be up here. Hallelujah. Every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We're going to pray. We're going to anoint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was a little Ziploc bag of little, we've got something here. Be easier to mail. You know what? It doesn't matter what it's made out of. It's a point of contact. I tell you what, y'all go over and stand by Pastor. Okay? Hallelujah. Ricardo, you and Bob, Glenn, would y'all come and I want y'all to get behind him. Scott, get behind Marilyn. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hey guys, I want y'all to anoint Pastor. Is there any y'all anoint Pastor there? Anybody else that wants prayer for healing?
In the name of Jesus.
You come on up if you want prayer.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Go on, Brother Scott.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is healing.
There is healing in the name of Jesus.
There is healing
in the name of Jesus.
There is healing
in the name of Jesus. To break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
To break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Come on.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
I hear those chains falling. You ready?
Oh. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. To break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain.
Break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah, Lord. You know, while we're in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to continue worship Him. If you have any need at all, or you just want to come and worship and magnify the Lord or worship Him where you are, here we are waiting. Amen. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am. Are you longing for Him today? You want to be hid in His love? Hallelujah. In the shadow of the Almighty God. Glory to God. There's that love again. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, Brad. Let Brad start it, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Come on now. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus. Kenzie's getting ready to go back to school, and we've had her home, what, 6 weeks? 7 weeks? 2 months? She's getting ready to go back. Pastor Shirley, would you come? We're sending her back to school. I know there's some others that their semester's probably started too at college, but, you know, I thank God for the anointing in the house. I thank God for the children of the house. Amen. And for what God's going to do. Amen. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. She's going to rise like an eagle. She's going to find her place. She's going to find what God wants her to do. Where He wants her to fly. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Joyce is in school too, yes, in college. Actually, Joyce is working on a master's degree in nursing, is that right? Amen. Ashley, will you come and pray? You come and pray with Cheryl. You've been there and done that. You know exactly what she's going through, trying to work in nursing school. So I just feel like you come and agree with Shirley and pray for her, would you? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come live.
Hallelujah. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, praise and worship team. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just magnify you, Lord. Praise you. Pastor Shirley, I'm going to let you come and pray. Then we'll dismiss the classes. You know, there are people, just phone calls. I'm thankful that Grayson's better, that got attacked with the flu. And there's several families out that are having the flu. So
I want to read your word before we pray on the prayer list this morning. It goes along with some things Pastor Laverne said. But it's an awesome word from our Father, Heavenly Father today to us as his children. And he's telling us today, he said, why should you carry that which I have already carried? Release your cares on me, for I care for you and all that concerns you. Do not fret at those things that seem impossible, because with me all things are possible. That is, to those who believe. Trust in me and in my goodness for you, for I will bring a reassurance to you that I will do all things well. Forget about those things of yesterday and live for the now. For now faith is what will bring you into your tomorrows. Let the past be for what it is, the past. Cling to the hope that you have in me and my word that it is a settled thing for you. When others are running to and fro trying to find peace that is only found in me, you are to be their guiding light, for in me you have found that peace and that hope. Look not at the news for answers, but to my word, for it's in my word that you will find the wellsprings of life. Mm-hmm. And when you look therein, it will bring refreshing to your souls. For my word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. For know that you are my people, and I call you my sons and daughters. My plan for you is to give you a future, a hope that is found in me and my abiding word. My plan is well laid out, plan that is abundant living, knowing who you are and whose you are, and in knowing that, you know what you are. You are righteous, you are holy, you are forgiven, you are free. And not just barely free, but abundantly free, to live a life without guilt or condemnation. For it is in me you have found life. Live freely without fear, knowing that I am for you and not against you. And because of that, I have made you an overcomer in this life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want a copy of this, this is just like, I want to write you a letter today. And I want to let you know what you are in me. And he said, I want you to sign it, my Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father. So if you want a copy of this today, just to stick in your Bibles and pull it out just every once in a while to read. It's just like your Daddy God giving you a word today, reassuring you of who you are and what you are. And when you know the three W's, then you know your purpose in this earth is found in the three W's. Who's, what, and why. Amen. If you have a prayer request, just lift your hands this morning. God sees those names that are on your heart, and he is concerned about all things that concern you and the people that you're concerned about. Amen. And his word is not only a settled word for you, but it's a settled word for them too. And they are coming into their purpose. They're coming into their destiny in the name of Jesus. They can no longer run and hide. If they can't get to God, God's going to come to them some way and somehow. Amen. And Father, we just come into agreement with your word concerning those on this prayer list today and those that are upon our hearts for healing. Your word says, and we come into agreement with what your word says, that by your stripes they are healed. And we decree and we declare that word over them in the name of Jesus. For those children that have strayed from your word is compelling them back into your purpose and destiny for their lives, God. They can run not too far from you, Lord, but you're coming to them some way and somehow. You're going to reveal yourself to them. And we thank you for that today, God. We thank you for what you've done in this place today, that we leave here not the way we came in Jesus' name, but we leave recharged and refired and with the reassurance that you are the God of hope and that you are truly the God of more than enough. That you take care of us and all that's concerning us today, all those that are upon our hearts today, we thank you for touching them and bringing them into that place that their destiny and purpose to be. We thank you for infusing our power with passion, with Holy Ghost and strength today, God, in his body as he stands, just to bring us the word of the Lord today, that he is supernaturally charged by your Holy Spirit today. Thank you for the word, Lord, that he's going to bring forth to ears that hear that today and receive it with our heart and receive it with gladness today, God. And the church said,
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, Amen. Welcome you back today. We're glad to have you. classes can be dismissed.
That stool, all right?
Yep, need it.
You want the stool over close to you?